Good morning, afternoon or evening. Welcome to the first podcast for the module CGM 1501. My name is Cobus van Weingart and I am the lecturer for this module. In this podcast, I will discuss the purpose and goal of the module Invitation to Theology. In the next podcast, I will inform you about how we wish to interact with students, and after that I will share some general thoughts on what theology is about, assisting you to understand this field of study. Invitation to Theology is described as a fundamental module to the BTH program on the front page of the study guide. The BTH is the common abbreviation for the Bachelor of Theology degree. You will find similar degrees being presented by universities and seminaries across the country and across the world. The bachelor degree will take you up to the third level of university studies, allowing you to proceed with an honors degree once you have finished this qualification. To receive a bachelor's degree, you are required to pass 30 modules on various levels. While at a residential university, it would be assumed to be a three-year qualification, students studying at UNISA are most often part-time, and we acknowledge that you might take a bit longer to finish your bachelor's qualification. While it is indeed possible to finish in 3 years, and some do indeed finish in 3 years, most students would take longer to finish their bachelor's qualification. It will take some perseverance to keep on studying for many years, but we hope that it will be worth it. But for now, those of you who are registered for the Bachelor's of Theology qualification has just started out and were required to take Invitation to Theology as one of the first modules. But almost half of the class are not registered for the Bachelor's of Theology, but take this module to complement their work in another field of study, particularly psychology. I will therefore make specific comments concerning this as well. The task of Invitation to Theology is to provide you with a first orientation into the broad field called theology. Theology has been taught at some of the first universities, those in Oxford and Paris, and precede most of the more modern disciplines found at a university. If you have the chance, walk around in the UNISA main library on level 8, where the books on theology are found, to get a sense of how wide this field really is. Invitation to Theology will start this orientation by providing some first steps into understanding theology, and particularly by attempting to give you a picture of the various church traditions in South Africa and beyond. At UNISA, our students come from all parts of the broad Christian tradition, and also beyond the Christian tradition. Some of you are charismatic, some Catholic, some Reformed, and some are members of various independent churches. Some might also not be actively involved in any religious community, or not consider themselves to be Christian, but merely be interested in God or Jesus or spirituality. In Invitation to Theology, we want you to get a picture of how broad and diverse the church and faith is, so that you will understand why you will get a big picture of the church and theology in the rest of the theology program at UNISA, and not merely the view of one particular church. We also want to acknowledge the various churches that you belong to. Our aim is definitely not to convince you to switch from one church to another. On the contrary, by providing this big picture of theology, we hope to assist you to be able to go back to the community of faith where you are a member, and to make a unique contribution in this congregation or community. We hope that you will be both serious about the congregation where you come from, and also eager to learn about the churches of all the other students represented in this class. We hope to help you discover your roots, the place where you come from, but also to help you get wings to explore beyond your own assumptions. But theology is definitely not merely about church work. If you read through the Invitation to Theology study guide and the many other study guides in the rest of the program, you will notice that often society is the focus of theology. While this will be discussed more at a later stage, I mention it at this point simply to particularly welcome students from other disciplines. You simply have to read through the Gospels and see what Jesus and other people in the Bible preached to realize that Christian theology can never ignore the social realities around us. Whatever you are studying, theology can help you to integrate religion or faith with the real-life issues you are facing. If you are studying psychology, for example, our hope is that you will be very serious about your studies in psychology, and that the contribution of theological studies in your life will help you to also understand how your own ideas about God and faith will impact on your work with people, and how their ideas of God and faith will contribute to how they live. Lastly, Invitation to Theology attempts to give you an overview of the various tracks found in the BTH program. These are Scripture Studies, which focus on the study of the Bible, Theology in Context, which focus on the history of the church and on how people in different times and contexts have spoken about God and how we might attempt to articulate our belief in God today. Congregational ministry, which placed a particular focus on the work being done by pastors and other church leaders in a particular congregation. And community ministry, which focus on our lives in general and how our Christian faith and values relate to various questions such as the environment and reconciliation. Some initial remarks on these various tracks will be found in part 2 of the study guide. The next podcast will focus on how we hope to make contact with our students. We invite you to participate in the Mayonisa discussion forums in the meantime.